Southern Comfort Cafe. It's Naz, it's Tom, it's Hassan, it's me, it's, we got Ed live in Virginia. Ed, how's your week been, bro?
It's been great. I've been studying all week for a licensing that I wanted to get, and I took the exam today and I passed it, so I got licensed. So now I got to start studying for another license that I want to get.
Congratulations, bro. Now, as what license did we obtain today?
Today I got my property and casualty insurance license. The next one is going to be life and health, and then probably 6 and 63, which is annuities and bonds and stuff.
Right,
the securities
bonds and stocks and stuff, right.
Yeah.
Right. All right, bro. That's what I'm
just
talking about.
Need that in my... Being as though with this whole Obamacare stuff, people have to have insurance. I don't see why I wouldn't go ahead and get into that little market. So I'm going to get my life and health next. Just very strategic, having tools in my toolbox.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right now I'm in the middle of watching Hassan and Naz go in on the topic of death. Yes.
What's the topic today?
Well, the original topic was, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? being the holiday season. But this mad crowd that's going on in SoCo, they want to talk about sex. So you know how we are.
D-E-B-T?
No, sex. S-E-X.
Oh. Okay.
Getting it in. Bumping and grinding. Doing the nasty.
Okay.
Delivering the chocolate thunder from down under. That's what's going on. So, right now, I'm watching Hassan and Nas sweating bullets, you know, giving dysentery. You know, when you have a whole bunch of women and you got a group of fine black men strong and in charge in their realm and where they at, this is where you come into these conflicts. You know, we have to be spoken for, brother, so we cannot necessarily share, you know, the manner in which they want us to share. I'm looking at my main man, Dollar Bill. Dollar Bill is in the house, is in the hizzy. Like, that's one of my mentors. You got to follow somebody in order for you to get to where you need to get to. Yeah, you know. Dollar, you absolutely right. You gonna have a drink with me in a minute. Right now, me and Eddie are all live talking about what's going on in that other room. I'm talking about sex. Watching my brother sweat bullets in there.
Okay, we're back here live at the Southern Comfort Cafe. If you're in the area, 501 Central Avenue in Orange, come on by for some good food, good drinks, good time. Tonight, we're having the conversation, you know, is sex important in a relationship? You know, that's our, I think we already have some takers on this one. So we're going to go around, you know, let some of the brothers talk, say what they have to say. I hear an opinion already, but let's get some of the brothers in on this one. You know, you want to get on stuff?
All right. First of all, once again, welcome to the Made Up Talk Show. You're actually Mr. Nas, my man Tom Reynolds, and we have Brother Darrell Harrington. We're recording this live. It's pre-recorded, but it will be played tomorrow on www.shadowworldradio.network. The topic is right now, how important is sex in a relationship? So we're going to spend, how important? What scale? Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Let's go 1 to 10. Let's 1 to 10. All right. By, you know what? That's important too. That's a factor. Smart man. Oh, yeah, 20 is a 10. Then after you look, we'll give you the mic because I want to hear you, brother. So. On a scale of 1 to 10, let's say from the 20s, they want 10, right? All right, let's say 30s. Oh, so, my. Ain't you nasty.
I wasn't even ready.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you got to say about this, brother?
Well, personally for me, on the scale of 1 to 10 don't exist. It's really 11 through 27. So anything between 1 and 10, it was probably because I did that already. So I need between 11 and 27. You know what I'm saying, right? So it is important, but it definitely weighs a lot depending on where you are in your life with that person. And I think personally that the sex life whole thing is overrated, but yet it's underrated. So, you know, we definitely have to understand that sex is not just sex all the time. It has to be the essence of love that goes with the sex. So it's never good until you actually know what you're doing. So it's definitely 11 to 27.
Okay. You said love is important. Now, is that for the moment? Oh, we're talking about long term. But, you know, let's ask, because, hey, listen, Tom, I'm going to ask a couple of the ladies at the bar right now. We're going to start with the lovely lady, Miss Uli. This is recorded live right now. Is sex important in a relationship? I didn't say the name.
It's important. It's very important. You can love someone to death, but if the sex is not where it used to be or where it needs to be, that person will wind up cheating.
We got some more people here. Like you said, we're live here at Southern Comfort Cafe. So let's see what other people have to say.
She's nasty. This is Jackie Bryant. Jackie Louise.
sex is very important. Sex is an expression of intimacy, and when you are in a relationship, what better way to express that intimacy? And when things start to change between two people, that intimacy starts to change, and that's probably the first place you need to pay attention.
You bring up some good points here. You know, it's about that intimacy, and once that intimacy changes, you need to really keep an eye on what's going on in your relationship. So, you gonna tell us? Is sex important in a relationship?
Very.
Well, that was simple enough. Why?
Because it's a great stress relief. It's a great way to show your intimacy, to show the other person how you feel about them. It's there. It needs to be there. Because out of everything in a relationship, that's the one thing you can do that don't cost no money.
Hey. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I think we have a disagreement over here. What'd you say? What did you say?
Yes, I can agree with that one. I do.
But I mean, really.
I disagree.
It costs money, but there are times when times are hard and things are economically not correct. That's the one thing you and your mate can do together, and it don't cost a thing.
All right, that's a good point. I like that a lot. The money thing, I don't know, but I definitely do like the point that you made. We're going to ask a brother if he doesn't mind. How you doing, brother?
All right, doing fine. With your initial question, I think that I'm 53 years old, so my perspective may be a little different, is that sex I rate probably as a 7, but one thing that's important is the friendship and the compatibility that makes everything worth the 10. But sex is not the primary purpose, because there's other things besides sex that make you guys compatible. It is important. I'm not throwing away that. But, you know, the friendship, the compatibility, the mutual love that you guys have, that makes all of that into a perfect 10. So just not sex. Rise the boat.
Absolutely. 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 That's from an OG who understands. Okay. We're going to let this brother here to speak. He was a... speaking out loud a little earlier, and I definitely like to get his intake on this. How you doing, brother? Just want to see how you feel about it. Sex is important in a relationship, and on a scale of 1 to 10, where does it weigh?
Wow. Sex is very important. 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. At 60s, I want to know, can I talk to her? Can I have a conversation with her? That's very sexual, the conversation. So sex takes on different forms as you become older. The act of coitus itself, that's one part of the act. Sex is just getting in the bed with her, on the right side of the bed. Before she got in the bed, did she turn on the electric blanket on your side? That's sexual.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. We can't get any better than that. That's exactly the assessment that I wanted to hear. I need that as I get older. I'm only 27. Huh? Your question of my age again? Anyway.
You saying I'm older than you right now?
For the moment, at least till we get out of here. We're going to go around a little bit more around the round table. We just want to ask questions, you know, just ask people periodically if anybody wants to join in, chime in, you can. You know, we got a lot of people that came in to support the show. I see my friend over here on the right side of the corner looking at the menu. She should be over here coming over answering this question. I ain't going to say no names. But once again, like we said, we do want to know, it does it weigh as much from a 1 to 10 on a scale as if it's important, as if that's the only thing, or is it the right thing? We're going to let my man, Mr. Nash, chime in real quick and see what we can do with this, take this a little further.
I mean, there was a lot of interesting answers that came around the room. Is sex important in a relationship? You know, I guess as age, they say with age comes wisdom, you know, because, you know, a lot of times when you're young, you know, you just think that sex is just random. You know, when you don't value it and understand it and respect it, and respect the relationship, you know, sex can be taken out of, you know, a whole bunch of other things can happen from sex, babies and responsibilities. So, yeah, it's a responsibility when having sex. And, yeah, it is important, and it should be something that be talked about. I think a lot of times us as not just African-American men and women, we don't have those open conversations about sexual partners or who you've been with, some of your history. Not everybody. I know it's me. Like, I do. I need a resume, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is important. I mean, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever. You know, you got to kind of educate yourself about the sex life right here. So with that being said, you know, we'll continue the conversation. Is sex important in a relationship? What about sex? What else is important in sex in a relationship besides it being important? Oh, there you go. Not same status quo. Being willing to do different things. Is that important? Is that like a deal breaker, ladies and gentlemen? Is that a deal breaker if a man is not willing to kind of go to the next level and do things that interest you? Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, right.
Fellas, is that a deal breaker for you, fellas?
Yeah.
She just. Yeah, like, listen, baby, I need you to spin this way. No. You don't have to ask. Okay. Now, that's a good question. That's a good way to put it. Now, if he's kind of moving you around, is that more advisable? Because some men don't know how to be assertive. And sometimes some men need a little guidance to become better lovers. And sometimes us men have our pride. We don't want to ask questions. We think we know it all. Oh, you know what? I want to hear that again. But, you know, we're recording this. Once again, listen to the Man Up Talk Show. It's pre-recorded. We'll be playing tomorrow. The topic right now is sex important in relationship. And I think you hit on something about communication.
Communication is what makes sex great. If I can't talk to you and you can't talk to me, then I can't tell you what's wrong. I can't tell you what's right. I can't tell you what I like. I can't tell you what I don't like, and vice versa. And you need to pay attention to how your partner responds to what you do and what you don't do.
Okay, that's powerful enough. What's the old cliche? A closed mouth do not get fed. That's right. Guys, if you want to get love right, you got to ask a woman. Women, if you want to get love right, you got to tell the man what you want.
they're holding up. They're giving out pointers. Eddie, the boys are giving out pointers. You know, Eddie Damage is here. Our ACJ is here in the house trying to hold it down in the back because the brothers are talking about butt naked sex in the back. And I'm online right now with everybody else. Apparently, the Man Up Show is on the air. I'm online right now trying to say what's going on in the back. In the back, we're still talking about butt naked sex and holding it down. We're giving out pointers. Okay, get me. And I'm going to get the CDs right now. The butt naked sex is going on in the back. Ladies, head for the back. We're talking about butt naked sex in the back. It's a wonderful thing. The lady responded, head for the back, head for the butt naked sex. This is a wonderful thing, brother. 501 Central Avenue. Orange, New Jersey, get here quick. Brother, I'm telling y'all right now, the Man Up Show is on the air. There's some reason to man up. Because guess what? Again, the three of us, Tom can only handle but so much by himself. I'm telling you right now, me, Hoss, and Naz, we ain't doing nothing. I repeat, ladies, listen, we are not doing a damn thing. Edward is in Virginia. He ain't doing a damn thing either. Tom is the only one back there. There's a legion of women right there right now, baby. Oh, and the damager, is going to have damage in his home if he does something, too. So Ed ain't doing nothing either. So Ed's not doing nothing. Hassan's not doing nothing. Naz's not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing. Eddie's not doing nothing here in Virginia. So that leaves Tom by himself having to fend off this female conclave that's going on back there wanting to talk about the butt naked sex. So that's what's going on right now. You know, I've got to keep everybody updated on what's going on in the back because it is on and cracking in the back. My brother, I guarantee you, this is one of the best live events that we've got. Ed, you better drop one off with me. Thank you, brother. You just recognize. And the damage, you got the classic disco and club piece. We're giving out CDs as giveaways. We're giving out pictures. You know, we're taking pictures with folks. We're doing the whole thing. Man Up is really, really happy to be in this partnership with Soco Cafe. And we're absolutely having a wonderful time. I just had my chicken wings. My chicken wings were delicious. You know what I mean? You know, the Ciroc is flowing. You know, it's just delicious. You know, right now, you know, Naz is drinking some sangria. It's delicious. And, you know, like I said, you know, they're being surrounded in here. The ladies are in the house, my brother. You best come to represent, my brother. they all here, and they want to know what can we do, how we do, the way we do, and how important is it for us to do it to them. It is time to get your behind to 501 Central Avenue in Orange, New Jersey. I cannot implore y'all enough to do so. Now, back to the serious topic on hand about how I'm getting sick. For all y'all who don't know, my mother passed away on November 5th. She was the backbone of our family. She was the matriarch. She was a matriarch in the true sense of the word. She led. I mean, she just wasn't the oldest person in our family. She wasn't just, you know, the mother of me and grandmother to my kids. No, she was the leader of our family, and she led by an example. She set a high standard for which for me to follow, a high standard for my daughters to follow. So how do we get by? How do we get through? Is understanding how blessed we are that God has chose us to have this woman influence our lives. And it would be a crime if we just allowed that to just slip by the wayside. So that's where we're standing. That's where we're going. That's how, right now, Hakeem Sims, the director of the Orange Police Department, in the house, a man up. So I asked for man. I got the man here tonight in B-Spot, 501 Central Avenue, Orange, New Jersey. Hawk is in his house. So I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. But then again, also, Hawk also cannot back up with being backed up in there. So they still outnumbered in there. Single brothers. It's time for y'all to roll out. Because the Married and Kept brothers, we can't do nothing. We're just here. Holler if you hear me. So that's what's going on here. But like I said, I'm holding on. I'm making through. The thing that we need to do in my family is that we need to represent and we need to remember from which we came. It's a dishonor to my mother's memory for us to fall by the wayside and not fulfill our potential, not fulfill our destiny, not answer God's call to us. Because God has been so good to us, so we need to be good to God. So that's pretty much how I'm doing. Dang, are you online? Signature.
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, sweetheart, how are you doing, darling?
I'm doing fine. Forgive me.
Darling, it's terrible. I mean, we wish you were here because these sisters need a leader because these sisters they're looking for the dick down seriously. And they just, you know, they're looking for direction. They're looking how to find the pipe. You know, is the pipe good? You know, how important is delivering the pipe to y'all? Because we need pipe.
Without question.
Yes. No, the original question is, what are you thankful for? Thanksgiving coming up this coming Thursday. What are you thankful for? These
I'm thankful for my family.
Amen.
I ain't seen none of y'all this holiday.
See, that is where we started off. We started off with something modest, something nice, something, you know, nothing controversial, but very conservative. What are you thankful for? These chicks up in here done flipped the script. The brothers are now all flemished because, you know, the sisters want to go in. Like, yeah, y'all hide up in here, 5-7 of black men that y'all are. It's time to talk about getting it in. So, how important is that? Yes, that's what the sisters came straight at us and said, yo, we ain't trying to talk about thankfulness. But we're trying to talk about it. How important is it for y'all to have good pussies? How important is it for y'all to deliver good dick in a relationship? Talk to us, right? We need to know. And
I mean,
so,
that's
what they want to know.
That's valid, because if y'all can't put it down, Ray Ray's going to be busy as hell.
Exactly. I mean, look.
They get a little angry and beside themselves when they can't get done well. That's the truth. I'm willing to bet every crime any woman ever committed didn't have anything to do with PMS. It had to do with lack of dick. I promise you.
Wow. Well, I'm so happy tonight that the chief the director of the Orange Police Department is in the house because crime is about to jump off in this piece because two pistols are talking about getting pieces broke off. And Naz and Hassan and them are sweating bullets because we can't break off no pieces. There'll be no pieces broken off by us. Because, I mean, we can inspire for y'all to go get some pieces broken off somewhere, but we personally cannot break off pieces. We got our own pieces that we're breaking off.
Because when a woman decides she wants something, she gonna get it.
Well, this will explain the reason for the sweating overlude that is being given by the brethren. You know, well, like I said, I'm looking at Naz right now, his head glistening right now. He's talking to the police director. I would get close to the police director, too. You know, the dude with the Glock is the one to stand next to if you think you're about to be sucking. But I understand.
I mean, this is a cycle of life, especially if you, it's Friday night, I'm assuming somebody got paid today, and it's getting ready to be the wintertime, and whenever the season changes like that, people tend to get in heat, things will happen.
Child, you ain't never lied. You ain't never lied.
Upfront about it and just saying, bam, boom, where's the dick, where's the tongue, it's somebody going to get got tonight. Somebody's probably getting got right now. I'm missing it.
Look, again, it is definitely somebody getting got. There ain't no doubt about it. All I'm saying is, it is not me. It is not Hassan. It is not Matt. It is not Hakeem Simmons, the director of the Orange Police Department, not throwing Hawk under the bus either. So, we're not giving it. But, I believe that
Every
Tom...
Got, call me, because I don't mind listening.
I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't mind listening.
Now, team player, that is what I'm talking about, Big. Ain't nothing like the team player.
I just want an audience. Give them my number. I will listen. I might have to leave y'all.
Like
I said,
I'm in the wrong place tonight. I need to be there.
Yeah. If it was a night for you to be in the hizzy, it would be tonight. Because it is on, it is cracking. Like I said, I've never seen so much sweat in a place where there's no dancing going on.
Hey,
there is no dancing, but there is sweating going on.
We are used to women not being so upfront with what they want or what they want to talk about or whatever. But what y'all need to understand is we talk about and think about sex more than y'all do.
I'm sure just normally it's not generally why we're present. But the Man Up Show is on the air and the topic is getting busy in Chocolate City. Yes, indeed. I am so proud of the brethren because the brethren said, you know something, ladies, if this is what you want, we are here to please. So we are going to deal with this hot topic tonight. And they are dealing with it most excellently. Now, yes, some people are getting in, you know, they say that personal space, you know, that you have, you know, have the conversation. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling it. The brothers are engaged. It's a wonderful thing. The music is going. The atmosphere is bumping. The people are in the house. You know, there's some fine, beautiful ladies here tonight at 501 Central Avenue in Orange, New Jersey, the Southern Comfort Cafe. Need to come by. It's delicious. The atmosphere is wonderful. Need to come on by. So, you know, everybody needs to come on by tonight and come enjoy the atmosphere and come enjoy the surroundings. Absolutely wonderful. I got black guests. As a matter of fact, Hoss is on the air. Hoss, talk to Jiggin' him for a minute. And Eddie, stay on the line here on the show. Hold on for a minute. I'm going to go finish a drink. I'm going to get in this conversation because, you know, it's getting bad. Hoss needs a break. So let me go into the middle of the war.
Oh, no, you got to elaborate on that one, brother.
Yeah, I don't want to
about me, but it is important. Unfortunately, you know, some of us are good, some of us are bad, some of us play, some of us hide, but fidelity is important. And you can love as hard as you want to, but sometimes, you know, you may miss the boat when you really have something that's special to you. So, you know, we all don't do what we're supposed to do at times, and fidelity is important, you know, and it's something that we definitely need to elaborate on. It's something we need to, you know, practice what we preach, you know. A lot of us are hypocrites of our own lifestyles, you know, and it's definitely something that we all need to learn how to be more worthy of, is fidelity. So I think that's important, and making things better with each other. For the time, I want to say something. Hold on.
Yes. You know, and you also have to make sure you have that emotional connection with the person you're with, because otherwise you're just, after a couple times, you're just going to be bored. I mean, to put it, be honest. There's been so many times you can do something with someone you're not emotionally connected with before you just give up altogether. So, you know, let me take a, yo, brother, are you? You know, I know that even for myself, most recently I was just someone just didn't have that emotional connection. I was just doing it because it was like, it was there. It was it's like, hey, it's Wednesday again. What's up? But, you know, if you don't have that, it doesn't work. And sometimes you just got to cut your losses. I think it does get old. It gets old fast. I think we're about to get ready to take another music break. And where are you live at Southern Comfort Cafe in Orange? You know, this is pre-recorded. We'll listen to it tomorrow. And you can hear us live on Shadow Radio. So check us out every Friday night, Man Up Radio Show, talk show. And hopefully in a month we'll be live again at Southern Comfort Cafe.
Talk show, this is Shadow Worlds Radio. Check us out every Friday and Saturday. Some of the hottest music in the tri-state area, and the hottest talk show. Check us out, Shadow Worlds Radio, the Man Up Talk Show.
Yeah.
It's definitely good to hear from you guys. You know, I miss the brothers, and you're definitely in the building. Definitely in the building.
That's what's up.
How's everything on that side?
I heard they changed the topic of choice.
Yeah, I guess he was trying to, you know, uplift everybody. But, you know, it's nice to always say, let's talk about, you know, what we're thankful for. You know, from thankful to something else.
And they try to create.
It worked out.
They try to create thankful memories, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
We didn't say anything was wrong with that. Why are you making it something wrong with it? I'm stating facts.
In the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place.
Just stating facts. Personally, I'm tapping my leg, waiting for this show to be over, so I can go enjoy myself tonight.
Oh, so, see, I'm not wrong. I, let me fly me a flight.
So whether they get lucky after the day, I know I'm getting lucky before I go to work tonight. So
no, you're
I'm going to work.
I'm blowing your phone up.
And
well,
it's going to straight to voicemail.
Thankful right there.
And it's going straight to voicemail.
That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah. Me and my wife been going back and forth plotting on this night all day. So.
Oh, that's sad. That's really. And then you gotta tell it. You gotta share. You gotta share. Really?
Really?
Yeah. Been hitting on her while she was at work. Me and text studying for this test, and then I passed my test and stuff. So she texted me back.
You passed
the
test without the celebration. That's cheating.
Exactly.
Somehow in my mind, because it wasn't me, that's cheating.
Something else.
We've been plotting on this evening all day, so.
Whatever.
As soon as
you better
over.
Put the phone on vibrate.
Not even. On off.
How's everything been going on besides the show tonight? How's everything been happening with you guys?
I've just been extremely, extremely busy, unfortunately, and I will be until December the 16th. I've been, like you said, workaholic. I've been working two jobs. I already have a night job, and then I picked up a day job that I'm going to take over as a night job. But they tried to be sneaky on me at my job and not tell me about the severance package that I had. So they were going to let me leave. Yeah, they were going to let me leave without the severance package, and I found out by my coworkers that they were offered a severance package because the job that I was doing at night the job description changed. So with that, they were offering a job a severance package for those who didn't want to take the job with the different changes of the description. So with them knowing that I was about to leave a few weeks ago, they were going to let me leave and then forfeit my severance package. The stipulation behind the severance package was that I had to stay until December 16th, then I'd get the lump sum of money. With the severance package it would have. So that's why I'm staying and doing both jobs, which got me cross-eyed. I'm only sleeping about 2 hours a day. and working 7 days a week until December the 16th.
Wow, that's crazy. That's pretty much where I'm always at all the time. You know, like I work a lot of overtime or I'm working different schedules that I don't normally work. And I find it really caught in a conundrum because it's like I'm getting off a certain hour on my normal regular basis and it's like, boom, there's a monkey wrench thrown into my program and I'm working different shifts. So now it's like I need some sleep. I didn't get some sleep. I'm supposed to be sleep. Now I'm supposed to be at work. Now I'm not at work. Supposed to be at this time, but it's not unchanged at this time. So I find myself constantly on the go, tired, you know. It's been a lot of nights where I could have been on the show, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to show tonight. Guess what I wound up in? Because I was tired, you know, I get off work, and it's like, okay, well, I got enough time to be on the show, and I go home, lay down, and be like, knocked out. You know, like, oh, wow, you know. So I find myself exactly where you are, you know, and it's like you just tired. You constantly move, and your body becomes so acclimated to that movement that there's nothing that's different. It's just what you do, you know, and that's pretty much where I've been.
I'm taking vitamin B and C just to try to keep my my body and my health and stuff up, just to accommodate for the loss of sleep or whatever. And not to mention, I was studying for this property and casualty insurance test that I just took today, and I played with it at first. I was like, I'll just read the book and memorize it, but it ain't that easy. Matter of fact, I took the test on Monday. And missed it by 1 point, and I had to eat that $58. So I went in the paint hard. Then I had to take the test again today, and I passed it. But I had to pay another $58 just to take the test again. I'm like, this is for the bird. But that's it, man. Like I said, working two jobs, studying for this test to pass for the licensing. Now I'm about to study for another test for another license that I'm trying to acquire, and it's really tiring. But I'm juggling everything. Nobody's neglected. I'm definitely getting to see my kids and stuff, and I'm enjoying everything. But I'm just tired.
I feel neglected.
She has been neglected, but I did reach out to her. And she said, don't worry about it. So don't do this on the air tag on it. She said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Because I know your schedule and stuff is busy. So go ahead and get some rest. Don't do that tag on it. Hey, on the air.
I pray you're able to get that next license, brother. So that's a blessing. I hope and pray definitely that you get to go to the next level with your work status and everything. Well, and everything will work out. Hello?
What are you guys thankful for?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Man, go ahead, House. Go ahead.
No, well, me personally, I was saying previously, I'm definitely grateful and thankful for, a lot of the blessings that I've actually been able to have recently, the opportunity to be able to persevere with my home life, family life, being able to, my son came home from college today for the first time since August, and being able to see him and him being able to travel from Texas back to safely, knowing that he's well and that he's doing well, definitely thankful and grateful for that. My mom is 84 years old. She just had some recent ailment. She was already diagnosed with stroke a few years back. She fell out on the left side. But, she's definitely grateful and thankful for those, help to be bypassed and there's nothing serious. Just very much so appreciative and thankful that, God is definitely giving me the opportunity to be able to live another day and see, some of the things that go on in my life and what becomes successful. So I'm definitely grateful for those things. I'm definitely grateful for you guys and the pleasure and opportunity to know you all, And I just feel like, this is a better part of my life today than it was in the yesterday.
Cool beans. Edward, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for so much favor that God has been providing for me. And definitely the promise of my future, whatever that is, I just can tell that it's going to be promising. especially all the stuff that I've been going through. I know it's not I'm not going through it for nothing. So I know it's something big around the corner. I'm really, really, really grateful and thankful that I have a best friend as a wife, and how supportive she is and understanding, and how she just looks out for me, and she's so into me just like I'm into her. And just to have somebody that is equally a student of me like I am a student of her, and how we've just been growing together within this past 9 years. I'm grateful for wonderful children who we just get along and laugh and joke so well, and just the growth of my especially my newborn son, just how alert and smart and wise he is. I'm grateful and thankful for the blessings that I've just been able to recognize. So many people are blessed and can't recognize it. I'm thankful that God has given me the insight and the discernment to notice and realize the things that I ought to be and should be thankful for, and the perspective that He has given me to allow me to be at peace and happiness with my situations, my daily situations, though they might seem trying to most. How I can look at it and just be grateful and smile at the lessons and stuff that come with it. So I guess that's about what I'm thankful for. And just the platforms and the people that just are so giving and loving towards me, especially the Man Up crew and the family, the extended family that I've acquired within the short, not even a year, year time. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Aw, so
all right. Amen, brother. I love that. Love that. That is definitely worthy of all praise, brother. That's exactly what we all need in this world. You know, we definitely need that five of success. You know, it's just a beautiful thing to hear all those things.
So wait a minute, I got a question. How did the topic inside get out so quickly?
Well, what happened is that we went right in from that particular topic, and you know, we started seeing all these women sitting inside in the restaurant. So right off the bat, Nas is like, okay, we can sit here and talk about being grateful, and you know, we got a couple of feedback, some things, and then he was like, you know, we're gonna change the topic. Let's change something on the other end. So I was like, well, if that's what you're gonna do, that's what you're gonna do, and the weirdest thing is that people started chiming right in. And I was like, yep, there we go. I was like, I should've known. I mean, come on now, let's keep it real. You know, the number one thing that people always got to put their 2 cents in is what? But the good thing is that they changed it. It went from, you know, how do you rate it from 1 to 10. So the next topic that they brought up was about the importance of how you feel about love and dedication to the person. They actually talking about something like that. It shifted from the hardcore part of what do you think?
Yeah.
Something a little bit more easy. So, you know, we tried to go from the top to the bottom. You know, so, because it went from the bottom to the top. We toned it down so we can bring it into something more, so we can get back to the original topic. You know, because you can't just go from, you know, what are you thankful for, to how do you feel about it from 1 to 10, you know.
You can do that
all around the corner and come
like
back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a weird situation for me, so I was like, that's where we're going? Like, okay. You know,
so
but,
how's your son doing in school, man?
He's doing great. He's doing really great. Grades are great, which I was really shocked because, you know, my son actually is only 17. He'll be 18 on December 21st. So I kind of thought maybe he would go to school and probably feel a little bit, you know, out of place. I mean, he would think that maybe might be a little too much. But But he said he went to school, and yeah, school is easy, you know. But, yeah, like I said, you know, he's running track, so he did the cross-country thing, but that's not what he does. That's just pretty much a conditioning exercise. So he's here now for the first. He'll be back December the 12th. It'll be for almost a month, and he goes back like January 6th when they start the indoor track. So that's when he's going to start competing heavily. You know, he's gone to a couple of places and ran. He's gone to New Mexico, and he's going to Arizona. He ran in a couple of places in Texas. But now when he comes back in January, he'll be running all over the place. So this is now when he gets to actually compete. But he's doing well in school, and that's number one for me.
Is he still working?
No, he worked for about 2 weeks, and he was like, yeah, it's not going to work out. Because I kind of figured it might be too much. Yeah, it might have been too much between track practice and then going to class. It was too much. So he worked for about 2 weeks, and he was like, you know, it's bad, it's too much. You know, maybe I need to slow down. I was like, it's okay. I said, just you trying to see what it's like. That was enough. That was good. At least you know where you stand now, and that you have something more going on with yourself. So that was good. So,
that is.
Thank you definitely for asking. I appreciate that. But he's doing well. You know, he grew a little bit more, so I'll see him today. I'm like, okay, you got big sideburns. You trying to grow a beard? Oh, my goodness. Okay. But definitely thank you, man. It's a blessing. He's doing well.
Good.
How's your family? How's everyone on your side? You know, I know you got the newborn and everything. How's the wife and everybody else?
Everybody is absolutely wonderful. I think I was telling Sig about my daughter. She's in first grade, but she's reading on, I think she's at third or fourth grade level. They've been checking her out.
Wow.
Huh? And and they're grading her. Huh?
She's reading on the fourth grade level.
Okay, she's reading on the fourth grade level, and they've been grading her and stuff on second grade level, and they put her in special groups and stuff because she's getting bored and stuff, like with them explaining like what the instructions and stuff are. Like you could tell she's like, well, I can read that. Why are y'all reading stuff to her and everything like that? But my daughter, she's really, she's always wanted to go to school. I hate to say it, but. She's like me. She's a nerd, but she's a whole nother.
Right.
Like when she, I remember it was several months ago. She got off the bus. It was a Friday, and she was like, I was like, what's wrong? She's like, sometimes I just wish school was on the weekends. And I'm like, you need to get your life together. I was like, most people was like TGIF, and she's like, oh, Friday's coming, no school tomorrow. I'm like, you need to, you tripping right now. But we always go to the library and stuff and get her about 5 and 6 books a week. Just keep her reading and stuff to keep her just her mind. She's always been like that though. I remember when she was a kid, we would take her to she's still a kid, but when we talk about like 3, 4, we take her to like birthday parties and stuff like that. She would sit and read a book while the kids were playing and hitting pinatas and pinning tails on the donkey and stuff like that.
Right.
That's just what she did. So, she's loving school. My son, I had to get him focused again. He didn't get on a roll this trip. He his first year in high school, looking at butts and titties. I knew something was wrong when he came
He'll
home.
He'll do better. He'll do better.
That first day of school, I said, "Oh, I know. I'm not worried about that. I definitely got him back focused." But his first day of school, he came home. And I was like, so how you like your first day of school? And he said, I really like it. And I knew from there, it was like, okay, that's clearly scenery. He loving the scenery, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't check him or anything like that. I let him do his thing. And then when his progress report card came, I was like, nope. Now I got to go ahead and adjust your what I'm allowing you to do and get you right back in order because you're doing it on your own. You're clearly not making the right decisions as far as your scholastic concerned. So, he's good. He's back on the track and stuff. Had to make some quick adjustments, some tweaks, and tune some things up, but he's back on track. Then little man, he hit 6 months, and my whole thing is starting to work on him with reading and stuff. So I'm starting to work on him to get him, because I started late with my daughter, but I want to get my little man working on his reading and noticing stuff. So Now, these seven months, we about a month in with him working on words and stuff and trying to get him to identify words and stuff like that, and he's doing really good. So proud of him. But that's how the kids and family. My wife, she's just awesome. That's the best thing I can put, man. She's just awesome,
that's
man.
It's so much easier.
Life is easier when you have a partner and a friendship that that is just supportive and allows you to do what you were created to do without you having to hear a whole bunch of stuff and complaining and all that stuff like that. She's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely love that woman.
That's a blessing. Well, give her a salute for me, and definitely appreciate hearing about the kids, because that's always a beautiful thing, knowing that the kids are on point. You know what I mean? You're a good guy. You're a great inspiration. You're a good role model, so I know that the home front for you is definitely on point, you know.
Oh, I got to put that on YouTube, man. I just had a line. I know I saw pictures or whatever, but I got the DVD. Line of 17 boys that just crossed that I mentored. Them boys was sharp. I gotta put that on YouTube or something. Yeah, soon. They look good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
How you doing over there, Miss Lady? Because I know I don't hear from her much. I'm not hardly here. How's everything going by you?
Oh, everything's fine. All my kids are cool. Not really.
How you
but...
going?
No, everything's fine. I did actually go back to work. I did take one client, Eddie. Only because I tricked a guy and he knew who I was and she needed help. But I think I'm going to do that, and that's going to be it. I'm going to go back to just chilling with my granddaughter.
That's good. It's nice to really hear, you know, that everyone's doing things positively and everybody's trying to get on point with their lives. It's really nice to hear from you guys. You know, I always don't have an opportunity to really, you know, be able to be on the air a lot, but it's crazy when I have a hectic life. But, you know, it's a good life, but it's just hectic. You know, and I'm kind of have my hands everywhere. You know, I have older children, but I still have one more left in school. So I have my youngest daughter. She's in 11th grade. She's, like, kind of nice, so. I don't really have too many issues with her because she's just sitting and waiting, you know. So I try to put my hands in the pot everywhere, even though I got a daughter in North Carolina, you know. I got another older brother here, and then my son is in Texas at school, and then my little girl is here. So, you know, I'm down to the wire. But, you know, it's just a blessing, you know. I try to see my grandkids actually here instead of North Carolina. So I get to see them come down. And, you know, working and trying to, you know, get everything in order with myself and keep everything in perspective without losing my mind. So, it's definitely a blessing to hear from you guys. And I definitely appreciate all this love that we just all acclimated with each other. It's just good to hear you guys. I love to hear your input and, you know, definitely love to hear what you have to say. You know, always been like one that just listen, you know. Even when I'm quiet on the air, when I'm here, I want to listen. You know, I just want to listen, you know. If I like it or don't like it, it doesn't matter. I'm like, it's because I have a lot to say. Sometimes we have a lot to say. You know, we all don't listen. Sometimes it rolls over our head, you know. And some things you need to ignore and just listen. I definitely listen to what you have to say. And, you know, I appreciate you. A lot.
Thanks,
you have to offer, not just the show,
thanks,
but abroad. You know, the young men and women you mentor, you speak to, you talk to, you know, it's definitely worth listening to. And I try to get my friend with me tonight to come here and listen, you know, to the show. But I didn't know that it was going to be, it wound up. So I'm kind of upset that it didn't wind up the way it's supposed to. But
on the
flip side, you know, we'll be here till next week. Maybe I'll get him to listen possibly on the next show. We'll see what happens. Thank you, sir.
I'll
listen
to the archives.
Yeah. I was talking to him today, which is ironic. I was talking to him today, and we were talking about, which is funny, he was asking me about how did JFK get killed, because, you know, they got it all over CNN and everything. I'm like a history freak, so there's nothing to ask me. I don't know. So he was like, how do you know
all of these people and these names and these places. I was like, well, what you need to learn while you're in college is you have a big life already. I said, what you didn't learn in high school, you didn't have to worry about learning because there was always a library somewhere. There's magazines everywhere you go. You go to the doctor's office, there's a magazine. You go to the school library, there's magazines. There's a book everywhere. I said, when I was a kid, I picked up every single magazine book. I watched every documentary. I watched everything on Channel 13, all the stuff that kids didn't want to see. You know, you tell me I'm on punishment, but I can still watch TV. Watching Channel 13. I'm looking at PBS. I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? So I told him, I said, you have to learn that the education is not just in the classroom.
That's right.
Every day. Every day you're being educated. I don't care if you're just watching a dog cross the street. Somehow, somewhere, you're going to wonder, why does that dog cross that street without looking left and right? Because he has no fear. He's not thinking this car is going to hit me. He's thinking, that car is nothing. You know, he has no fear. So everything is education, you know, and I told him you have to learn that, you know, it's not always about what you learn in school. I said, you're in college now. I said, everything that you learn, you're going to have so many people in your ear teaching you things, talking to you about stuff, and you're going to be so unknowing of what's going on. I said, but guess what? They're educating you to the next level, for a level that you never was able to attain in high school. So you have to listen, you know.
The Man Up Show is back. The question that was asked just a little while ago was, how important is sex in a relationship? How important is it? Is sex the most important part of a relationship? How important is it to you? Is it, you know, not that important? Is it very, very important? So let's kick this sucker around. Let's talk about it. Matter of fact, Tom had a pretty good point and a pretty good question. Matter of fact, Tom, what was your perspective? Tom's about to give us his perspective.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, the whole sex and having those different reasons is important for your relationship. But then one of the other questions we were talking about is, you know, how do you distinguish the person that's there for just sex, and how do you tell the person that you know you're trying to make something real with? How do you make that distinction, and how do you get to that relationship that you want to really, you know, spend your life with, that time with? So, you know, I'm the amateur in this area, so I'm gonna leave it up to our brother here to tell. How did you get there?
I mean, me personally, how do you distinguish that? You know, for those who check out the Man Up Talk Show, Shadow Wolves Radio Network. The question Tom posed was, how you distinguish if someone is in a relationship for sex or in a relationship to, you know, more than sex, as far as having an actual relationship, if I'm saying it right. I'm paraphrasing. Let's look at this here. All right. What's some indicators, ladies? I mean, I may need the help from the ladies. What's some indicators to you that, man, you know he's in there just for sex compared to having a relationship? Ooh, not available on the weekends. Oof. Well, maybe that's on her book. All right, I'm sorry. Uli, I'm sorry, I didn't say the government name. All right. Is there any other indicators, ladies, that... Okay. Okay. Phone call late at night. Now, what's late? Let's look at that. After 9 o'clock. Damn. After 9 o'clock. Indicator. Okay. Okay. Not taking them anywhere. Not spending no money. Don't know the family. Don't know the children. Don't. Damn. You don't know the last name. Never been to their house. Hold up. Let me for the listeners to check out the Man Up Talk Show. Let me repeat the question. What's indicators indicated the man is not in for the relationship compared to the sex part? Can you please repeat that?
There are some clear indications, and then there are some confusing indications, because you can be in a relationship with somebody for a really long time, but the connection isn't there anymore, but you're still having sex. And he may just be there just for that, or she may be there just for that. But that connection is what's keeping them together.
Okay. Okay. Is it the sex connection? Okay, all right. Now, I want to ask this gentleman right here. He's like, we're going to call him the resident knowledgeable brother right here. Now, this is my man. I'm sorry, brother. What's your name again?
Bill.
Bill. Nightly Bill. Now, listen. the question that posed, and ladies answered on their end, from a male's perspective, a mature male. Now, what's an indicator a person is not in the relationship just for sex? They are in a relationship for just, I'm sorry, what was that, Ubi? I missed that one. Now, what's some of the indicators that a person is really in a relationship for just sex?
Well, there's not a lot of conversation about what's going on in their life.
That's back to communication. Maybe we're not talking.
Mm-hmm. When we show up.
When we show up. That's a good point. Now, what you say when we show up? You say when we show up. What do you mean when we show up?
Well, if we show up after 12.
We ain't talking about PM, of course. We talking about AM, right?
The phone call comes.
Okay, that goes back to what the young lady said, early phone calls.
Mm-hmm. So after 12, men have a tendency to give labels. We give labels. This is my so-and-so girl. My booty call. I talk to her a lot. Kind of girl. If a man doesn't tell you that he loves you, he probably don't.
Now, what if he's not there with the love yet, but he's at a point trying to say they haven't got to that point? Should a man still label a woman he's interested in? I mean, what type of label should a man who's really interested label that woman? Girlfriend? My wife, or I don't know whether terms of endearment that Mel may use. My boo, I don't know. Any man, I don't know. I have a problem with a man calling a woman boo. That's just, I have a problem with that personally.
The woman I have in my life right now, the first time I saw her, I said, that's my woman right there.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that. That's my woman. You know what? The ladies gave a round of applause on that one. Ladies, y'all agree with that fact? You think a man should say, that's my woman, compared to my boo, or this is my babe?
My friend.
Oh, my friend. That's a famous one.
My friend.
No. Yeah, that leaves a vast door open. I agree. Right. Now, if a woman did that to a man, would it be different? Would a man feel some kind of way? Would that little testosterone kick in at that point? When a woman say, you know, well, this is my friend, and he's looking with the screw face on the side like, did you just say that? Introduce me as your friend? I was just at your house last night. Yeah, that's kiss of death. Mm-hmm.
If you feel that it's something more, and she introduces you as her friend, then you will be offended, and that goes both ways. But if I'm saying, okay, it's not that serious, you are just my friend,
no,
it's because I'm not there.
Okay. We got some points. Uh-oh, here we go.
I went to my man's family reunion, and everybody had to go around the room and introduce themselves. I was holding his grandchild, and I said, I'm the woman in his life. Because that's what I am. I'm the woman in his life. And everybody in that room knew it.
So... yeah, you know what, you're right. I think everyone has their own interpretation. Yes, going back to the point, I think communication is the most important part of relationships when you establish whether it's sexual or just trying to get to know someone in general. Communication is up front. I hear a lot of times, for those who's tuning in at the Man Up Talk Show, we have a lot of people who kind of get offended when someone put their wants up front. Listen, I'm not in it for a relationship, I'm just in for the sex. Is that too much? But it shouldn't have... Okay.
It's honest. If that's what you want it for, then that's what it is.
Okay.
It's up to you to accept it for just what it is. If I'm just going to call, we're not going to have a relationship, it's all about the sex, and you put it out there, and as a woman, you're willing to accept that, then play your role.
Okay. That's a good point. Because we've seen, now listen, we spent it around about being honest, communication of the relationship. Now, Tom, take it from here, bro.
I actually wanted to share a story that I got this text the other day from a girl, and she sends me, the message just said, my divorce went through. Followed by, wait, you were married?
So I think that goes back to that communication. You know, you need to. She never told. I've known her for 6 years. I didn't need to know. I know now. It was a need to know basis, I guess. I just didn't need to know. But it was one of those texts that just. So it's like, oh, well, that I now know where you are. What?
Yeah, it's very interesting. When you have a relationship with somebody, you need to have certain parameters as you go into a relationship. Yeah, parameters. It's very important, you know, to have boundaries. When you first meet somebody, you're in that get-to-know-you stage where everything is happy, everything is light. You're smiling, you're giggling, everything that the person does, you find it's cute, you find it to be interesting. Now, this is the same quirk or behavior pattern, let's say 2 years, a year down the line, will get on your last damn nerve, and you don't want nothing to do with the nigga because he thinks that way. Your question
is what? My question is this. If it annoys you in the beginning, why not say something in the beginning? And instead of waiting 2 years down the line, that same stuff annoys you, and you knew it annoyed you from the beginning, why pretend?
Well, that's a very good question. Now, it depends on the parameter of what you think the relationship is. Now, if you're looking at this relationship as something that can go a long way, it's going to go a long distance, you're looking for this relationship to grow and blossom and to become something more permanent, then yes, you need to be able to communicate how you feel one way or the other. But there's Miss Right and there's Miss Two Night. Now, if you think the person is Miss Two Night, hey. Absolutely. Wait. We got a question. Come on.
This is for the man. Don't put it in my face. This is for the man.
A question for the brother. Well, I think that's on an individual basis. Okay, the question is, okay, because of our egos, I'll use ego as a word, because our egos as men, do we find it hard to actually hear what the truth is about what sisters feel about what they need, physically, sexually? Yes. You know, do brothers have a hard time, you know, taking and discerning information, depending on. Okay, I asked the fellas. Let's see. Any fellas here? Gentlemen, I'm coming in to evade y'all. I understand y'all eating food, doing your thing, but there's a question asked on the other side of the bar by the females over the shoulder. Don't look, brothers, don't look. It's just a general question. Just a question. No, she didn't ask. It wasn't her question. All right, but let me ask you guys a question. Y'all are manly men of the world. Okay, how would you feel, man is a man, you got your ego, you got your pride here. A woman has a critique of your sexual performance. How do you discern this information? Do you take it and run with it? Do you adjust your game some? Do you just go, damn. Last time I'm seeing this chick ever again. So brothers, tell me how you feel. Your brother, my brother, give it to me. Tell us your name and tell me what you feel.
My name is Brandon. And, well, why is critique a bad thing? You can be critiqued and get good news, you know? So I'd get critiqued and I'd be like, yeah, thank you.
Okay, so, not necessarily, do you necessarily have to take it for bad. You can spin it in whatever manner in which you want to spin it to. I don't think, do you agree with that?
I think feedback's always good, You always want to get better. Everybody has a different perspective.
So you're saying that, a pointer here, a pointer there, a hint here, a hint there, you know, little to the left, little to the right, you know, deeper, deeper, faster, faster, you know. That's not what you're talking about. You're talking about, you know, basically saying that. Right, I mean, afterwards, right, pillow talk. Oh, you mean out the door talk? Oh, okay, all right, brothers. Let me correct this. I'm gonna make this as blunt as possible. It was terrible. It was awful. She sat there. She laid there. It wasn't good. Wasn't happening. She didn't feel it. She missed it. You know, it happened for you. It sure as hell didn't happen for her. Fellas, tell me something, because I mean, this is some revolutionary news that no man wants to hear, but this has come to your doorstep. What do you say, my brother?
Well, in a case like that, a lot of times a lot of guys is just really trying to feel themselves, because you hear a lot of times a lot of ladies are saying that, I didn't get mine, but you got yours. And that's the situation. A lot of guys are just in it, just trying to do them.
The selfishness of a brother. Yeah, sometimes a man can be very selfish. They just want to get what they get, and they out. You know, as soon as they get theirs, as soon as they felt it, And if you miss that train, you just miss that motherfucker for real. Oh, absolutely. Look, this is Blog Talk. This is not WNJR. You can go ahead and you can drop bombs if you so feel like it. You know, so I mean, now you know the rules. You can if you feel strongly about it. If it's something that you feel strongly about and you wanna express it. You don't necessarily have to, but you conducted yourself like a lady, and I'm very proud of you. I love you so much. Okay, look, we got about an hour. Let's go.
It is very difficult for men and their ego.
Right. Right.
So I guess my question was, could be, what would be an easy way to transition into that for you?
Well, okay, the transition for, okay, you need to tell a brother that it wasn't good. It didn't happen.
No.
I'm just saying, the way of saying, or in a very compassionate way, you know, I care about you dearly, but darling, I heard the train coming down the track, but for some reason I didn't get off on the stop. So what just happened here? You know, I mean, I was ready. I mean, I was there, but
okay,
it didn't happen.
Flip that question around.
You want to flip it?
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
And we're talking about in a relationship. That's
all. Right. Oh, of course. Because see, if it's a booty call, understand. If it was, this would not be going on, period. I'm not. Oh, here we go.
All right. I think that a man should, if a woman want to say what she wants and what she expects, am I saying it correctly? Tell him straight up. Whether he likes it or not, at least you're telling him. The conversation got to be done. You know, it can't be all this, hey, listen, tell me a little later, or try to coddle the man. Once you coddle him, you're hurting him. You're enabling him. You're hurting him. Well, you think it's going to get better. You got to talk about it. I mean, nothing's going to get fixed unless you communicate. And going back to what this young lady said, nothing's going to get fixed unless we communicate. And, you know, it's nothing's going to happen in a relationship. Sex is not going to get better. Financial situation is not going to improve unless you talk about it. You know, you keep on wishing and praying. Let's pray it through. It's not going to happen. God helps those who help themselves, period. You know, that's at the end of the table right there. You can't just pray for it to happen. You can't say, oh, I have faith in him. He's a good man. If you don't tell him what he's doing wrong, he's not going to make those corrections. And if he keeps on making the same damn mistake after numerous conversations, then you have an option. Whether you're in a relationship 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, You have an option. You can step off. It's your choice. It's your choice. You stay in this relationship, blame yourself. Fellas, if you stay in that relationship and she not giving you what you need, and you complaining to your boys about it or your family and stuff about it, that's your fault because you didn't open your mouth. You think that your ego was going to get things done or little subtle hints and stuff like that. Be honest. If that woman's not receptive, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Prayer does change things.
Yes, it does change. Well, that's right. That's right. I agree. I agree. Prayer does change things. No. Right. See, that's what I'm saying. But sometimes some people pray for other people to make their change. But they deal with us. I'm going to pray for him. He got to pray for his damn self. You know, she has to pray for herself. Yeah, no. I understand. I'm with you on that one. But so much prayer. No, I agree. With that being said, you know, we're going to spin this right now. We're going to go to a little music interlude shortly. Brother Ed, what is your answer to this? And what do you think about, should a woman tell you straight up her likes and dislikes of what's making her happy in a relationship?
Oh, wow, man, okay.
Well, that's a tough answer right there, you know. I'm good.
All right, well, you know, we're talking about likes and dislikes in the relationship. I mean, one of the things that, you know, for myself, I always like when she's going to be honest about some of those things, that those tough conversations that you have, you know, because that way you're able to understand where she's coming from and what you can do better, as our, you know, Brandon said earlier, what you can do better to make sure that, to make sure you know what to do better the next time around, because you need to be able to hear her and make those changes and do what you can to make this work, whether it's, no matter what the situation, if it's just a booty call, hey, you still gotta do that right. So, or it won't be another call. And, you know, I like getting that second call. I like getting that second call. You know, and I actually wanted to jump back right quick, because we spoke about, we know we all do this civil rights thing, so I always like to say to people, do they not do something because they don't know, or do they not do something because they don't know how to? And the difference is wide. You know, if you don't know how to, you can be trained, but if you don't want to, that's a completely different situation.
I'm gonna take another music break.
Alright. We're gonna go over, we're talking about what we like, what we don't like, you know. Come on.
Yeah, just want to give a shout out to my man brother Edward Fairley. He said down in Virginia and Georgia, they were on the line previously earlier. I know you guys didn't hear them correspond or talk, but they were on the other end. And we just want to send some love to them. Shout out to them. They did a great job talking first hour. Kind of hard for me to talk about this, but I'm going to need something. So, I guess what we look for in a relationship most of the time is companionship. And companionship and friendship to me means more than anything else. So, you know, it's always opportunities where, you know, you can do things with your mate and they become one with you. But unfortunately, it's always something that gets in the way. And every now and again, you know, we have detours and obstacles that keep people from doing what they're supposed to do. One thing I can't stand more than anything else is, you know, just hypocrisy. So I'd rather speak the truth than to speak the distruth. And I just feel as though that, you know, being in a relationship with someone and having the opportunity to persevere as a man with a woman, strictly and only about communication, because we can't get to the next level without communication. And in order for someone to love you more than they love, than you love them, it has to be equal. There's no her, there's no me. It has to be us. So I definitely believe in friendship first over everything else. And you know, it's a touchy subject for me, but, you know, I'll give my 2 cents in a, as we keep talking. But definitely that friendship thing means more than anything else.
Growing together. Not you over here, I'm over there, and you got this, and I got that. You need to come over here on my side, and I need to try to get you over here on my side. You're not going to change anyone, first of all. So it's like connecting and growing together. Being friends. Being friends is very important to me.
So to start off with the friendship, because everything else can develop basically off of that said friendship. See, that's the difference when, you know, you get out of your 30s. How old are you, 29, 28?
Of course.
Okay. But when you get to a certain place and you get into a certain stage, you know, the superficial bullshit falls to the wayside. It really does. Because, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to turn to that person, you know, they got you. You know, and you want to be able to turn to them and, you know, boo, I'm with you. We're all here. We're together on this one. And, you know,
we can talk and work it out.
We can talk and work it out. Now, work it out can mean many different things, but it's going to get worked out, sweated out, touched out, tapped out. Come on, Jacqueline.
Stay focused. If you can't. You can't have somebody who's your ride or die, why bother?
If you can't have a ride or die, why bother? That is so true. Like I said, it's all about, you know, what is it that you are all into? What is it that you want? If you are both on the same page and you have the same desires and the same wants, what more can you really ask for? That's true. Now, here's a good question based upon your statement right there. Okay. Real quick, I want everybody to, you know, surmise what it is that is important to a relationship to you, because we're about to wrap it up. Southern Comfort, we have had a blast here tonight. We've eaten, we've drinking, we've had a good time, we've talked about the do, and now it's about time for us to go home. So we're going to pass the mic around, we're going to talk about what, you know, what have we learned and what have we shared here tonight, and then we're going to wrap this bad puppy up. You talked out. Anybody, brothers? Wait, here we go.
Well, I mean, honestly, real talk, I guess I got from this the relationship aspect of it being the communication. That's what I got from the whole thing. Communication, whether it's good or bad, you got to put it out there. You know, nothing's going to get done unless you're communicating. You just put it out there. You know, whatever you want to do, talk to your woman, talk to your girlfriend, talk to whoever your spouse. Get it out there. You're not going to, you know, what's the old cliche we said earlier? No clothes. That's right. Closed mouth, do not get fed. Ladies, if you want to get pleased right, tell a man what you want. He's not going left, right, you tell him to do it this way. If he ain't doing this, tell him to do it that way. If he's not taking you out, put him on blast. Sometimes a man needs to be put on blast. Listen, we don't go no damn where. You either take me out or I go out with another male. He'll act right. You know, but that's what I got at this point. You know, he'll act right. Gentlemen, closing remarks.
Well, first of all, I got to say, I learned something today. Maybe as the amateur, the baby in the room, I don't know. I learned something. But, but you know, the most important thing has always been for me the communication aspect. Like you said, if you can't have that dialogue, that ability to say what you like, don't like, do want to do, don't want to do, then, I mean, you're not getting that second call. So that's what's important to me.
And for myself personally, first of all, I'd just like to thank everybody for coming out this evening and participating with the show. On behalf of Shadow Worlds Radio and the Man Up Talk Show, you know, I'd just like to personally thank everyone for coming out. What I personally believe in and what I'm thankful for is the fact that, you know, every now and again, you know, we have somebody that's always in our corner that sometimes we forget to give them what they deserve and what they're supposed to have. And I know there's one person in my life that has given me more than life itself. So for that, I just want to thank her And she knows who she is. The one next to you. So I definitely will always give her nothing but love from my heart. So I just wanted to say that, you know, and yeah, you too, Keish. You the best. But once again, you know, that's what I'm thankful for. You know, we started out the night this evening talking about what we're thankful for, but, you know, we all definitely have something more in life that we definitely deserve to be able to appreciate. And I appreciate my family, my kids, my Shadow Warrior family, Keisha.
Oh, baby.
Oh. We don't give a damn because they don't know what they know.
Love her, I swear. She'll never change. She's been that way since I met her. Love her. You just need a camera. But definitely for everybody here, you know, I just want to tell everybody once again for coming out. And we appreciate you all. And it's been a beautiful night. And we want to do this again. We appreciate the input. And that's all I need to say this evening. You know, we talked a lot tonight. So I just thank everybody once again for talking and putting out your input. Everyone that was in the forum, the customers that was in here supporting the Southern Comfort Cafe, and we definitely thank Southern Comfort for having us out because this was really beautiful, and we appreciate all the customers that came in and actually didn't know we were doing this and decided to put their input in. So we appreciate you, we love you, and we respect this place in general. So we're going to round out the night right about now, and if anyone needs something else they need to say, let me let Brother Darryl say something. And we're done for the evening. 1 second.
All right. We'd like to thank Southern Comfort Cafe, 501 Central Avenue, Orange, New Jersey. Come on out. The party's not over yet. We will be back here 1 month from tonight. We're going to do our little Christmas thing. We're doing a little Toys for Tots thing because we want to, you know, get some toys and share some love. You know, so for Naz, for Toys for Tots, we got to make sure that we let everybody know that we're doing a toy drive. It's toy drive right here 1 month from today. So, you know, we want everybody to be aware. You know, there's some children that are in need in our community. We're looking to do that for them. So, we like that. For Tom, for Hassan, for Ed Fairley, for Naz, for DeLacy, for myself, Big D Down Harrington, thank you very much for coming out tonight. God bless. Travel safely. And we're out.
Playback.
Drummer. You can keep your heart, put my name in your soul.